sports hotline based somewhere in South Texas. We call this from time to time to see what he's hot under the sports collar about. So let's call Ed Carter's sports hotline.
He has hot opinions.
Yep. Can't believe this is still in business in the day and age of the internet and talk radio.
Your sports break for January 13th, the year of our good American Lord Jesus, 2009. I'm Ed Carter. Well, the Cowboy season is about as over as the Civil War. And now, all of us Cowboy fans who bleed red, silver, and blue have to sit back and watch that wild-ass, undisciplined Donovan McNabb take them sorry Eagles in the NFC Championship game.
Jeez.
It is enough to make a goat puke. These Cowboys are more disappointing than a limp wiener in a whorehouse.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I say it's time to make a change.
Ooh.
I know it ain't popular to say this, but I think it is time for Jerry Jones, the owner.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. No.
To fire Jerry Jones, the general manager.
Oh, he did it.
I don't know why Jerry insists on bringing in these troublemaking blacks.
Oh, my God.
I mean, these troublemaking backs like Pac-Man Jones.
Okay.
The only thing Pac-Man is good for is putting a slug in a bouncer when the music stops.
Oh.
And now Anthony Spencer just got arrested for being drunk and acting a fool and hitting a guy at a club. My question is, why didn't he hit something wearing an Eagles jersey a few weeks ago? Apparently, Anthony Spencer has only got some fight in him when he's outside the hash marks.
Wow.
When is Jerry going to have a whole team full of good guys like Zach Thomas and Jason Witten? And do not get me started on T.O. Owens. Hmm. Old Terrell is about as worthless as a woman during that time of month.
Oh, my God.
Which is about how much Terrell bitches all the time. In female auto racing.
What?
Say female auto racing?
Back to the Cowboys.
Well, why did he detour there?
In Mavericks news.
What?
The Mavs are talking about trading Jason Kidd. Seems like they got it about half right at point guard with Jason Kidd. But with Steve Nash, they had it all right. And if Raymond Felton comes aboard, they got it all wrong.
Jeez.
Draw your own conclusions, people.
So charged.
In youth rowing.
Youth rowing.
With your sports break for January 13th, I'm Ed Carter.
Yay! Another Ed Carter editorial.
Why does he never get to those off-the-beaten-path sports?
I wanted to hear about some youth rowing and women's auto racing.